Picture Marketing, this is Ron.
Hi, Ron. My name is Ruben Goldstein. I'm calling from the Bank of Cardiff. I'm in underwriting. Is now a good time to speak with you?
Yeah, I just talked to Sam, actually, because I've been on the phone all morning, so I tried to call earlier. But so now's good. Yep.
Perfect, perfect. So the first question I just had for you, and by the way, my direct extension here is 114 in case you need to reach me.
Okay.
Just a few basic questions for you. The first question I have for you is, about how much capital are you looking for right now for your business?
Between 100 and 200 grand.
Okay.
That would be all we would need.
Okay. And have you ever done a working capital loan before?
I'm not sure that we've done exactly a working capital loan. We have I've done some equipment loans before, but no, I don't think I've done it expressly a working capital loan before.
Okay. And second question for you. I understand the ownership breakdown of your company. You own 25, Tim owns 14, Terry owns 17, and 2 is owned by Joe. Who owns the rest of the ownership?
Mostly very small holders.
Okay.
This company was started in 96, really, as Extasis, and we merged with them in early 2000. We started Picture Marketing in 2002 as a corporation, merged in 2004, and we brought all their stockholders on, for better or worse. But they started back in the heyday when you gave the UPS man 1,000 shares for coming up an extra flight of stairs type thing. So there's a lot
gotcha.
Of very, very small stockholders there, that are in the less than 1% range.
Okay. And about how much, you said 100 to 200, what is this money going to be used for?
It's working capital. We have some fairly large, really it's risk management money because I have some fairly large deals coming down the pipeline. And I want to be able to execute on them quickly without question. So it's kind of risky risk management type money, but kind of weighing back and forth because it's expensive money to get. But we do large deals with fairly, with long established companies that have very set ways in how they pay.
Okay.
Like T-Mobile, for instance, we did almost a $300,000 deal with them last year, and it took us 6 months to get paid. So, we're just in a situation where that take it or leave it type deals with big companies like the Disneys of the world and the T-Mobiles, and we're flying up to Abercrombie and Fitch on Monday for a fairly large install. We have a fairly large install for Petco, and I know these particular companies are going to take a while to pay us, so
okay.
I want to be able to buy what we need to buy to execute comfortably on the deals without putting everything in topsy-turvy. So
okay. And can I ask what your profit margins are?
Sure, no problem. Yeah, we have four basic product lines. Our favorite is licensing because really you're watching lights blink at that point. The margins across the board, just to answer your question originally across the board, is between 60 and 80% on an average. So it's fairly high profit margins. The programming margins are very high because we're programming and then watching lights blink type thing. Licensing.
Okay.
Equipment is obviously lower, and then you get down to, so we sell some equipment. We do some programming. We sell some equipment. We sell merchandise in form of cards that you use with our system and some camera equipment. We sell labor and services.
Okay.
Labor being, I don't know if you look at our website and can understand what we do, but basically if you want to hire us and do something turnkey, we can go out on site, deliver the equipment, deliver the software, and deliver a body to sit there and engage with your crowd. So on big deals where there's a lot of labor, the margins are lower because labor's kind of more of a commodity. On big deals where there's no labor involved, the margin's higher. It's like for Petco, it's a 1,450-store rollout. It's all their labor, we would only be supplying software. So it's a, we'll probably be at a 90% profit margin on that. And that's a $148,000 deal. So that's just as an example. Does that answer your question?
It does. My role here is to make sure that you know, this money is going to, there's a kind of good plan of it, and it sounds like it is. It sounds like you've got some jobs in the kind of the hopper, and you just want to make sure that when you commit to them, you're not short on cash, because some of these larger corporations take a while to pay, but there are pretty high profit margins. I do a few other quick questions for you. You said you were looking for $100,000 to $200,000, so assuming right. the more kind of the better, correct?
Well, it depends on the cost of the funds, I guess.
So okay.
The more the better, unless it ends up being 36% or something, then it's, you know, I mean, I definitely want to get something so that we're covered at a minimum. You know, just as any type of situation like this, you don't want to take more than you need. But if it was well priced, I'd probably take a higher amount. And if it was, you know, kind of choke a horse interest rates, I'd probably take a lower amount. But
okay. So just to kind of walk you through the product, we have a few different programs, but this is how our products work. This is going to be a business loan. So I understand that there is quite a heavy use of credit card debt on your personal credit report. I'm sure it's important for you to have this loan not go into your personal credit report, not kind of put you further in debt, correct?
Yes, preferably.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay, so this loan will not go on your personal credit report. The borrower will not be you personally. You'll be signing, of course, but the loan will actually go under the business's credit report. That's the actual borrower of the funds. In terms of underwriting and approving the entire file, we have a few programs. Typically, the more ownership, the better, but we can look at just one signer. So I just want to ask you, a lot of people come to us and they say, hey, look, I just want to be the same signer here. I don't want to ask my other partners to sign. I'm not sure if that's true for your business. Are you trying to do something with only your signature, or are all the owners willing to, you know, sign off on a loan approval?
Well, by all, if you mean Terry and Tim, the other two.
Correct.
They would sign, but we've all kind of made a commitment that we won't sign a personal guarantee.
Okay.
So if it's not a personal guarantee, they'll sign, but we all kind of unanimously agreed that a while back that we wouldn't sign personal guarantees for any money we need to borrow for the company. So
any corporate debt will be personally guaranteed, just like a credit card will be, but it won't. The borrower will be the business. We don't give you can't get an unsecured loan with just the signature of the business. You will have to, of course, personally sign, which simply means that if the business, let's just say you borrow $140,000, and let's say in 8 months, I'm inventing a number, it has nothing to do with your transaction, let's say you owe us a balance of $25,000. If the business refuses to pay us, we can come to you personally and say, pay us the balance.
Okay, so that is a personal guarantee.
Correct.
So that would be a single signer. I mean, I might do that and go to them and say, I'm going to do this. I don't want to ask them to do that.
Okay. So you kind of want to keep them out of that. Okay. And then when is, our transactions fund pretty quickly, sometimes same day. What is your time frame? Is this something that needs to be accomplished today, tomorrow, something that you're looking for in a week or two? What is your time frame here?
Well, sooner than later would be better, but I don't, there's no panic distress, but if we're going to do it, well, we would just go ahead and do it. So whatever your normal funding is, it would be what we would accept.
Okay. All right. And I think I've got the information I need on hand. It's going to help me kind of wrap this up. I should be touching base with you, I'd say, either around 4:30 p.m. today or first thing tomorrow morning on a funding approval. I'll give you terms, cost, amount borrowed. Also, just keep in mind the way that our loans work is that once you're 50% into the payback, you can actually apply for more funding. So you can actually ask for more money pretty quickly. But our goal is to get you as much money as possible the first time out so it can make a sizable impact on your business. There's one other question that I didn't ask you. You said the profit margins were 60 to 80%. You know, what happens right now when you don't have are you only bidding on jobs if you have the access to capital right now? Are you kind of just not bidding on all the jobs that are available unless you have the capital on hand?
Well, we're pursuing jobs, you know, everywhere. So no, that's not the case.
Okay.
No, we would bid on, we would pursue jobs left and right. It's been a very slow 60-day period.
Okay.
As far as the other issue, I mean, sales have been like incredibly slow the past. I don't know if it's the elections. I don't know. If it's, you know, just sales have been slow.
So okay.
So it's a little bit of a dry period, but the pipeline looks incredible, and it's one of the things we're weighing back and forth is, you know, can we squeak by here, and or if the other issue is obviously we close these deals and they're all fairly quick installs, so I just don't want to get caught between a rock and a hard place in terms of, you know, we have our $500,000 worth of deals, but we don't have the $50,000 handy that it's going to take to put everything together to do them.
Okay. And then one other basic question, and I'm going to let you go. How long does it take you typically to collect money? I know obviously you don't want to hassle your customer, but about how long does it take to get your money once you've invoiced your customer? How long does it take to them to pay you?
They pay fairly quickly. Our standard contract, I'm happy to send you a copy of, is due upon signing.
Okay.
Usually big deals, I mean, really what typically happens is they'll sign that, and then we'll get to their finance people, and they'll say, well, you know, we're Disney, and here's how we pay. You know, it's 30 days after the end of the install or, you know, whatever. So I would say, as you might expect, on bigger established companies, they're set in their ways, and they won't budge, and they tend to take a little bit longer, you know, take it or leave it. Mid-sized companies pretty much pay us within 30 days or so, 30 to 45 days.
Okay.
Small companies, you know, we usually get paid right away.
Okay.
We're running about $55,000 a month in credit card payments.
Okay.
So I think I sent you guys copies of statements and all that, so I don't know if you've had access to all those. But typically pretty fast. Large companies, you know, as you can expect, as you would expect, fairly slow.
Okay.
Slow, but I mentioned T-Mobile. That was very unusual. It was unusual even for them, because they normally pay within 45 days, and the agency that we went through had some issues, and that, you know, they had to keep resubmitting it. So it took us way longer than we wanted to get paid.
Okay.
But the primary issue is just making sure you can execute on the deal. That was a pure software deal, so it was a very high profit margin, and nothing to purchase. These deals I have in the pipeline now are going to be kiosk installs. So our margin on kiosk is about 60 to 65%, but I've got to purchase hardware up front. Abercrombie wants 40, Tacori wants 10, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So I start with, and then Abercrombie has 248 stores. If they like these, they're going to roll them out to all stores. So I just want to be prepared for success here from a risk management standpoint with, you know, funds ready to rock and roll.
Okay. You know, the call's been very helpful. I think I can understand what you're trying to do. I think it's also, just to kind of recap, very important that we get you enough money to make a sizable impact on your business. I also think it's a really good idea for this loan to only go under your business credit, because, you know, further use of leveraging your personal credit, it's going to make it very hard for you to borrow, because that debt to income ratio will go out of control. Let me take a look at your file, kind of peer through it. I have a general understanding now of what you're trying to do and where you're trying to go, and you'll get a call back from me around 4:30 p.m. or first thing tomorrow morning with the decision to hopefully sew this up for you.
Thanks. Take care.
You got it. Anything else I can do for you right now?
No, appreciate it. Thanks. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.